second guest to visit that, and I'll get W.
When we came out. I went in, it was like that. When I came out, other than the fact that it was after dark, it was would have been sunny. Rain had stopped, the sky had cleared.
Yeah, the sky opened up and the sun came out.
Yeah, I stayed until after services were over. I didn't go home during the break.
Sounds good. Sounds like a plan, I guess.
Yeah, that's what I do every year. There's a group of us who stick around.
Don't want to go home to the wives, huh?
Well, in my case, the walk is too far for the ankle. I also not really in the mood of smelling things baking while I'm not supposed to be eating.
No self-control.
Oh, I would have been able to avoid it. The question is, how much do I want to torture myself?
Isn't that what the whole day is all about?
No, it's not about torture, it's about repentance and asking forgiveness.
Also about not being distracted by things like food and drink and other stuff. It's to focus without all the distractions.
So if I'm in my home and my wife is preparing for breakfast and I smell the stuff in the oven, am I not being distracted?
You're being tested. And you would fail.
I avoided it by doing other things.
Oh, okay. Watching football games on your phone?
Nah. Sitting in the sanctuary, having conversations with other people who stay there for reasons that I do not ask about.
So what'd you do on Sunday?
Caught up on all the paperwork that I had neglected from Friday and Saturday. What else did I do? I got gas for the car, got something to eat, and caught up on all the DVR that had built up over the week because I was just too busy to watch anything all week long from last Sunday on. And thankfully, I did not watch the football game.
Oh well, meant to each life a little wreck fall. Let's see, what did we do? We did a little gardening and groceries. And I wound up working a triple from Thursday to Friday. Went out Thursday day, stayed for Thursday night, so I would be off on Friday. So I wouldn't have to, you know, have the angst of coming home in Friday traffic. And it turned out that I got a call at 6:30 Friday morning that we had an emergency act. So I had to go back in. So, I did my duty. Got in, got out, back home by 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and all was good and great.
Yeah, on Sunday when I was opening up the mail from Saturday, there were 2 envelopes from Nassau County PD.
Let me hear about it. Come on. Let me hear about it. N2PPN wants to know.
Within the span of about an hour, a car registered to me went through the same school camera twice.
Were there pictures? Were there videos? Could you see who was driving?
Well, number one, I knew it wasn't me because I was in Manhattan at the time. So I assumed it was my wife. But then she figured out, no, that was the day her back went into total spasm and she let my son drive the car. When I out who it was, he was already on an ambulance, so I sent him a text. Hi, Leadfoot.
Copy, up to $160.
I have not asked him for the money. Oh, it's not $160, because if you pay it via the website, which is what I did, they tack on a convenience fee on top of that of $6. So it was more like $172 that I ended up paying.
You can absorb the $12 convenience fee, but I'd make him pay the $160.
I want to see if he offers. I'm not going to take the money anyway, because he was doing my wife a favor because she was in pain.
Sure, you just, you know, find a bicuspid to bill it to.
No, but I did have fun teasing him about it.
This I am sure. Of this I am entirely and completely sure.
Same camera, once northbound, once southbound. I now, since I've gotten the ticket, am gone to the website and reread all the regulations they have there. They're set to ticket you 11 miles over the posted speed limit. If you go 10, you don't get ticketed. If you go 5, you don't get ticketed. 11? Bingo, you got it. He got caught 12 and 17 above.
Leadfoot.
In one of them, you could see the stoplights were on.
Terrible. What kind of children did you raise?
He's used to driving a larger vehicle with red lights on it.
He has to realize that that vehicle doesn't have lights on it. And even volunteer firemen can't go speeding through school zones with their lights on.
Yeah, the blue lights in their cars and the green light that he's allowed to put into his personal vehicle are courtesy lights. They're just, please get out of my way. They cannot break any traffic laws with them.
That's right.
He took the green light out of his vehicle a while ago, but he never really has a need for it. Now, if he's at home and he's got to respond, he'll be responding in one of the agency's vehicles, which has full lights and sirens. And that one, he can go through the lights in school zones with.
The ruling is, if it's a marked vehicle, no problem. If it's an unmarked vehicle, problem.
Well, you're talking about marked versus unmarked. Police vehicles that are unmarked can go through it as long as they got lights and sirens on. It has to be a registered emergency vehicle.
Doesn't matter anyway. The team is still going to generate the ticket. They'll send it to the agency and it'll just get squashed as a undercover vehicle. But if there are no plain markings on the outside of the vehicle that identify it as an emergency services vehicle, then it will generate a ticket in the system.
Are you talking about the speed cameras and red light cameras? Yeah, it'll generate, and then it'll get voided once they look up who the vehicle's registered to.
Yes, registered to some holding corporation called Nassau County Police Department. Yeah, it was all over the news this morning. They're deploying a whole bunch of new cameras, and some of them are going to be in John's neck of the woods over there, Evil Johnny. So he's going to have to play heads-up football today.
Well, I knew about this camera. I had seen that this is the one that I had described the vehicle to you. They're not all up on poles. I got a feeling he got caught by that little white square-looking vehicle.
the blowing orange on them, because the one that was up by the school last week now has the county colors on it and has all the, you know, identifying marks on it. So I guess eventually they're bringing them into the body shops and getting them painted up.
I think those are decals they actually put on. I don't know if they're actually paint them.
Paint, decal, whatever. They're IDing them up. They're marking the vehicles.
Yeah, by the time you see that vehicle is marked and realize what it is, it's too late.
Right. So, I didn't see them putting out the traffic cones next to it anymore, so I guess now they've gotten past setting the traffic cones out next to it.
Yeah, I never saw the traffic cones. I just saw the box with all the paraphernalia on it.
Wait till we start seeing them parked by the sides of the highway.
It's legal.
They've been talking about that, like I said, for years, that they were going to start putting speed cameras on the highways. That's just going to turn around and make life suck. Because everybody's going to have to do the speed limit.
There are times that I'm in no rush to get where I'm going, and I'll just sit in the right lane and do the speed limit. Oh, am I getting passed left and right?
You talking about then or now? I mean, for a 30-mile commute, you're not shaving any major league time off the commute if you're doing 20 miles an hour over the speed limit.
I was talking about when I actually sit on the speed limit. I get passed left and right.
It's only a matter of time. It's only a matter of time. So, my daughter said she mailed home a package. I can't wait to see what baked goodies are going to be in the package. I assume I'm going to see it today or tomorrow. Probably today.
Well, hopefully it's baked goodies and not her dirty laundry to be mailed back. Oh, by the way, NTZEP at the Cross Thistle.
Daughter has a laundry, but she knows how to use it, so it's not her laundry. She's been doing her laundry since she was about 12 years old. No, it's, she won't say what's in there, so I'm sure it's baked goods. I have to take a picture and send it to her and see if she can get someone in the mycology club to identify these very interesting looking mushrooms I found yesterday while we were doing some gardening. They look like coral.
You found them growing in your garden? Until they are fully identified, I wouldn't trust them and eat them.
There's a whole lot poisonous mushrooms out there, but no, I just wanted her to identify them because I've never seen this particular type of mushroom. Like I said, it grows in a clump and it looks just like coral. It's really wild.
Maybe they're magic mushrooms.
One could only hope. Then who knows what little school kids will be digging in my garden when they walk past my house.
I don't know if you're ahead of me or behind me, but between the Cross Thistle and the Clearview, there's a major brake check.
I'm behind you. Take it up the rear. Where am I? I don't know. Over here by, I guess, Dr. Jekyll and New Hyde Park.
The sign said that the delays were until exit 17. I don't know how far this is going.
I remember Friday morning, because I was so late going in. I think I hit the road. It was probably about 7:30-ish. Everything was beautiful. Strangely enough, everything was beautiful until I got over near heading towards the trench, and then it was like I got to the clear view and everything was pretty much so jammed up. So I shot Jose Cuervo, got onto the expressway and ran in that way. But I don't know, maybe they're doing a little more with the construction down at the interchange. I know I've been getting dripped on from all the concrete watering that's going on up there every time I've gone underneath the interchange.
That must really be annoying for someone driving a convertible.
Well, that's why they make rags and towels and, you know, things. Chances are, if it's dripping like that, you might not notice it. It might drip and leave a spot on your back seat instead of on your windshield.
I was actually thinking on the driver's head. So far, it looks like it's opening up at the clear view.
Well, that's good.
So I guess you didn't get a chance to look at anything on the book of the face. No, I did not, because I am no longer a member of the Book of the Faith.
Wow, you didn't just turn around and make everything private and leave it at that? You actually pulled the plug?
Rich, something just happened to your radio because your audio is all...
What? Where? What are you talking about?
That was better.
I put my audio like... dropped off?
Yeah, your audio was all the way down. I could hear you, but it was like as if you had turned the volume down.
Was it as if you had turned the volume down? Yeah, I think I may either have a loose or dirty connection in the microphone. I just gave it a little smack on the steering wheel and I guess it came back to life.
Yeah, that'll do it. So, what was of interest that you posted on the Book of Faith?
Thing. Skeevy had put up a picture of an Indian motorcycle, and he went, "Oh yes, you will be mine." And I just told him that I thought that he looked more like a guy that rides a Vespa than a guy that rides an Indian.
Ah, okay. He's been putting up motorcycle pictures for a while. One of these days, he'll actually indulge himself in his fantasy.
Well, he could do it. God bless him. The only thing I kept telling him about Indian is, you know, they resurrected the name and the brand, but it hasn't been around long enough to have a proven track record to even being a reliable machine. And there's very limited, you know, parts and service items and stuff like that. So, that was my suggestion was, you know, maybe you want to buy an Indian, but you got to realize that you're buying into something that's still in beta test.
Well, to each his own. The question is, does he have the license that allows him to be driving?
Sure, if he has a motorcycle license, but that's easily obtained. Minutes to get the permit, and then another few minutes to schedule the roadside system ready for it. I don't think they have any requirements for the Motorcycle Safety Foundation, like 6-hour or 8-hour class or anything. But they may have changed that.
Smack the mic again. I heard what you said, but that was because my volume's up.
Vespa man.
Vespa
get that wood burning stove for the garage?
No, I didn't do that. I think it was sold. There's a pellet stove that's still around that I'm thinking about.
How readily available and how expensive are the pellets?
The pellets are they're readily available. I know they had a little shortage last year during one of the cold snaps, because one of the guys I worked with used it last year. It was great. Works great. So, we'll see. We'll see. I'm not sure if that is still available. It's a Kramer deal, if you know what I mean.
The dental assistant, formerly known as the Goose, has a wood burning, and she's got a nice deal with one of the local tree companies. They want to get rid of the wood, and she wants it, so they dump off any oak that they cut down on her driveway. Free.
Yeah, I got the same kind of deal. If I want it. It really should. But like I said, I missed on the wood-burning stove. The guy who was selling all this stuff apparently moved. And he comes up to the house here in New York maybe twice a month, loads up a trailer, and then drives back down to wherever he moved. So, I don't know if it's a question of catching him. I gotta catch up with the Kramerich, find out what's the story. Because I could have done it yesterday if you wanted to, but it was just too glorious fooling around in the white tornado.
WVL Amateur Radio Repeater System.
KD2CWZ, WB2CMF.
WB2CMF, KD2CWZ, good morning, Pat.
Well, good morning, Phil. It's a cold one, too. I got 42 by the lake. So cold by the lake that, you know, there's a heavy fog floating over the lake.
Wow, yeah. I notice over here all the cars have dew on the windshield. It's a little bit chilly. In fact, I had a little bit of blast of heat sometime during the night over here.
Yeah, no dew on the car this morning, but like you said, past the lake. And now I'm on the other side of the lake. It's 41. But a lot of times, you know, because the water's so much warmer, you get this heavy fog, and usually it drifts over the road, but not today. The wind's blowing in the opposite direction, so it's nice and clear. But still cold. Is Michael still down?
Yeah, he's probably going to leave tomorrow, probably till early tomorrow. Mom actually invited us over for dinner tonight. She said she's making macaroni, so Michael said, oh yeah, great. Maybe we'll, find some time, we'll try to do at least, you know, one set of brakes on my car. Front or back, we'll see.
You start early enough, you should be able to do them all.
Yeah, that's the problem, though. We probably won't because, Cheryl says, oh, it'd be nice if you go pick up Sophia from preschool, you know. And I'm sure she has a few things she might to do with us.
KD2CWZ, WB2CMF. Well, the screen house is down. I did that yesterday, so it's down. The chairs are all put away for the winter. So the only thing I have left is just covering the pool heater, and then I should be almost okay. It's a sure sign of the fall, you know?
Yeah, you figure it's already, one second weekend since October. I think upstate's into the 30s, so when we go up there this weekend, I'm definitely gonna. It's time to drain the water, throw the antifreeze in all the drains. I don't want to chance it in going any further.
I don't blame you, it's time. The lake is extremely noisy this morning. It's almost hard to hear you. Anyway, that's all packed away. I still wanted to see if I could get a seal on the deck, before it really gets cold. I probably just have enough time this month to do that. Well, as a minimum, just the stairs, because they're showing signs of wear.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Not many, too many more good weekends to do stuff like that.
I'm still hoping it will warm up a little bit for me to do. Now that I have the screen house down, and the roof of the screen house, I think it's shot. It was really brittle when I took it off. You can tell. I won't get another year out of it without leaks anyway. So that'll be up on the list, is to get another roof for it.
I was going to say, you can order a new one, right?
Yeah, I've replaced that roof at least twice already. So, and they still make that screen house a lot more expensive than when I bought it, but they still make it. So I got to go online and look it up and see if I... might as well order it now.
Yeah, you broke up a little bit over there, but I caught the gist of it. Yeah, that's a good idea. Order it now, this way you have it.
If I remember, I bought that from Sears 20 years ago. And they still make it, you know, they still carry that same model. It's a 10 by 10. And like you said, I know I replaced the thing at least twice.
Yeah, I didn't realize you did. I guess they don't really last that long. You know, they want you to just go on a buy a brand new one, you know, like everything else around here. Yeah, that's a good idea. And then just for it this way, next spring you have it.
You know, it's the sunlight. You know, the sun hits it, just dries it right up. It's like, I'm not sure it's leather, but, you know, it's it just dries it right up. It becomes very brittle over, I'd say, maybe like a 5 to 7 years out of it, which isn't bad, 5 to 7 years.
No, it's not. You know, between that and the temperatures every day, yeah, that's not bad. I mean, you know, that's like umbrellas too, how the colors fade, you know, all just from the sunlight.
KB2CWZWB2CMF. I'll take care of that. And like you said, now I know it's the fall. You know, once the screenhouse goes away, but it's nice to have the full deck back. You know, because that does take up a lot of room on the deck. Now I can bring out the telescope.
Yeah, you know, it's been such a long time. Yeah. Even the one I have over here. Yeah. I really should, especially now I got the time. But, you know, now it's starting to get too cold. And you don't want to go out there because it's cold. You know, it's funny. In the summer it's too hot and the bugs and everything. The, you know, the mosquitoes. In the winter it gets too cold.
And of course, you know, the best viewing, you know, with the telescope is during the winter months when it's really, you know, you get those cold, crisp nights. It's crystal clear. Anyway, I'm just pulling into the 7-Eleven. I'll be back in a few minutes. KB2CWZWB2CMF Mobile.
And I'll be on the side. WB2CMF, KB2CWZ.
D2CWZ, WB2CMF.
WB2CMF, KB2CWZ. Yeah, I'm looking at the weather out here. It's like 49. So yeah, it's chilly.
Yeah, I'm showing 44 out here. So, Michael's not going to upstate at all then? He's just going to stay and then go back to his house?
Yeah, you know, he felt, you know, got the sense I really didn't want to go up. I think, you know, I would have gone up. If he wanted to, I would have gone up with him. Just that Janie didn't want, well, she, you know, that, you know, back to cleaning up the house. Christine had to get back. She has an interview Thursday. Assistant professor, position. I forgot the name of the college out there. She wasn't coming up, so it would have just been me and Michael. You know, by the time I said I would have gone up. Now they're saying, you know, showers tomorrow, and he's got to be back to work on Wednesday. So it didn't work out.
Phil, was it sure someone else was in there?
Project David Peter Zebra for a radio check.
Good morning, Al. Audio's very low, but I can hear you.
Gina, it's really noisy this morning, but I do hear you.
I just wait for this. Hold on a second. I'm going to check this audio out. Stand by. One second. Let's see what we got here. Audio's going. All those bad trash scratch on Cinco Siete. How's she now?
It's fine. It's not you. The Zelda machine is noisy. You know, you got the crackles out here. It's really hit this thing. So it's hard to hear everybody. It's not you. I think your audio's fine. WB2CMF.
Okay, so there's some problems on their end then.
I was pulling into the parking space.
Yeah. So they have some problems on their end. Is that affirmative?
Oh, you dropped on that one.
They may have some problems on their end. They may have some problems on their end.
Not sure.
All right, well, let's see what happens. I'll leave it this way and get a couple more reports. I won't hold you. I just have to throw another set here in the slot for the shop when we had the die on us.
I'm having a hard time. My hearing isn't what it used to be either. By the way, I did not catch your call. Should I know you?
I think you should know me. Worked on your Heathkit SP radio. Jason, Dirty Purple Zombies.
I'm sorry, Hal. Like I said, it's very noisy out here on the lake, so I'm having a difficult time. And of course, I really can't hear the Glen Oaks machine very well.
Yeah, there are a few problems. Notice that. Catch you later. K6 Delta, Papa Zulu.
Hal, K6DPC. I haven't called you in a while, so good morning to you. See you later. Phil, I'm at the front door over here, so I'm 3 to you. Maybe I'll catch you on the way home tonight. KD2CWC. WB2CMF. I'll be clear on your final.
All right, Dan. Have a good day. Yeah, like I said, I'll probably be over by mom's, me and Michael. And he may come up this coming weekend. You know, Christine told him, you know, he should take a ride up. But it would just be him coming up. But that's still up in the air. He's got a lot of work that he needs to get done. All right. Have a good day. I'll try to catch you this afternoon. And I'm going to go make my coffee. WB2CMF, KD2CWC.
Al, I hear you pretty good, but I think your audio is a little on the bassy side.
I don't know if that helps you.
I see it's a little on the bassy side. I'm looking at it here, and I can see the situation. Well, okay, I corrected. It's going to take a little time. I'm a little five thing. Have a good day. Don't work too hard. K6DCC is going to be clear.
Hey, Al, good morning. N2EO, are you in the shop or the car?
I am right now in the shop, and I wanted to talk to you on the phone. I was looking for you, a matter of fact. Can you give me a call on the cell phone? Let's see if the cell phone's working here, Richard.
Okay, I'll give you a call right now. Anything important?
I just want to tell you something. Listen. Call me on the my cell or my 718.
Hey, I don't want to wake Sandy up. So which one?
All right, make it the. Well, let me do this. I'm going to be. Hold on. I'm going to be mobile in about 5-10 minutes. When I get in the car, I'll call you, and you call me on the cell. Okay.
Okay, that sounds good. That sounds very good. By the way, on the TechNet last night, the reason I want to get a printer right now, you know, we have no printer in the house. Thanksgiving is coming, and then Christmas. I want to take a lot of photographs of everybody, and let them get photographs of me, and then I want to print them out, you know, after the holidays.
That's a good idea. Well, printers are very expensive, as Eric mentioned. There's a lot of very, you know, cheap stuff there. The price of the cartridge is almost for the price of the printer. So let me get out of here. I'll call up the radio when I get in the car. It's K6DPZ.
Okay, I'll be here. N2EO.
N2EO from KA2NCD.
KA2NCD, N2EO. How you doing, Benny?
All right, Rich, how are you? Almost near touchdown, so you can say hello.
Okay, yeah, I'm glad you checked in here. I don't know if you were listening to the TechNet last night. We have no printer right now. And I want to Eric brought up an interesting point, K2EJ. They got them with Wi-Fi. So I don't know how that hooks up, but I want to make it set up because Patty has a Microsoft. I got an Apple. So that'll work out great.
I heard another call. That Wi-Fi works off your router. If you have a wireless router in your house, that's how it works. And it picks up an IP address and it works. Because I'm wireless too, so I can either print off my laptop or my desktop. I have an Epson printer. I only use it strictly for, I do reports on it, but basically it's a photo printer. And the cartridges are expensive. And there's 8 inks in there, so they don't last that long. And that's what was the question that was raised last night. And the answer to that is, even with a regular color printer that's just printing black and white, it's still mixing the colors to make the black and white, even though there's black cartridges in there as well. My cartridges go for $20 a piece, so it's $160 every time they run out. But you also might want to consider, because when mine runs out, the printer stops. It won't work until the cartridge is filled back in. So mine I use exclusively for photos, and that's why I don't print a lot, because it's an expensive proposition with the inks.
I can see that. Well, I'm really not up on the latest stuff. I'm Wi-Fi here. Patty in another room has the computer which she's hooked up with a cable modem. Does that have a built-in router? It's Cablevision.
Yeah, well, as long as you have the wireless router, you'll be able to go wireless. And for a while, that'll be a Wi-Fi point, so and it'll work. But printers and printers, it's the degree of how much you want, it's how crisp you want to get the pictures. I mean, you can go spend $3,000-$4,000 for a printer too. I mean, that's what professional photographers are using. So I'm not that professional to go that route, but. You know, printers can be pricey and they can be cheap. I don't know, it's either one way or the other. They're going to get you on ink. At least what I've been using anyway, so. You don't want to print a picture that's crap either, so. It's to a degree of. Just go to Best Buy and look at them and see how they print out. And then you make your decision.
I guess, it's hard for me to get out, I told you I lost my right leg, it was amputated, but I guess Biden could go out and take a look. I'd appreciate that, she does a lot for me. Hey, the other night she is a wonderful cook. She made a pot roast, it was so tender, it even needs a knife to cut the meat. You believe it? Unbelievable.
But you're not going to try to rehab your, with your device? I mean, you threw in a towel.
Temporarily I threw in the towel. There was a lot of pain. I tried calling, North Shore, home care, the rehabilitation. They don't want to come back here, apparently. So, at least that's what the nurse said. I got it second hand. So, there's a place that's got a rehab, and the guy thinks he can help me. I had some tests done, from another person in there, blood circulation, and I noticed they had all these machines, so I said, what is this? You do rehab? He says, yeah, and he introduced me to another doctor, and a rehab guy, everything, MD and on, and he said he thinks he can help me.
Well, good luck with that, and you should. You have it there. You just should work through it if you can somehow. Anyway, I'm almost near touchdown, so I'm going to sign with you, and I'll pick it up to go, Eddie. Have a good one, and the best way, like they say, consumer affairs, reports, and just if you can get out to a local, either go to Micro Center, that's the computer store, or Best Buy, and then from there you go on the internet and see if you get a better deal. Well, that will say 7 days to listen out of your final. This is KA2NCB.
Okay, Benny. You know, it's always nice talking to you. One day you're going to have to come out here. I'm in Massapequa Park. You come out and pay me a visit. I'll get to meet you. You know, I recently met, you know, Ben. What's Ben's call? The fellow from Israel. I can't think of the car salesman. He was here. You know, he lost his wife last year. But he, fortunately, he's got a very nice lady friend, Vicky. And the two of them came over here. So I'd like to meet you too, Vinny. Anyway, you take care. KA2MCD and 2EO.
That's 2EO. This is K6DPC. Do you copy?
Hey, clear to land and 2EO.
Give me a call on my cell. 516-303-2051.
Okay, stand by and 2EO.
Hey, we want money. Hey, I'll tell you this. That's very typical weekend, but just about 3 minutes.